Here's Molly Lerman on NBC.
Yes, indeed, here's Monitor Now, and I'm your host, Murray the K. Ahead in this half hour, a report on continuing tensions on the college campuses of America and a look at the possible future course of anti-war sentiment around the country. But first, we're going to take a look at the sentiment at Tema Harbor, and we've got Mary Hopkin here for you. Tema Harbor, you know, is not an American. I thought I'd pass that along to all my good friends. I dare say. You want to go to Tema Harbor, don't you? Just sitting around, la la la, right there by the harbor, watching the boats come in. Well, we're not going there right now, friends. We're going to take a look at America's colleges. You know, students continue to be restless, dissatisfied with things as they are, and insistent in their demand for change. A newly released report explores the sources of student discontent, but according to NBC newsman Lem Tucker, its answers aren't very startling.
The Special Committee on Campus Tensions of the American Council on Education has not really added any new information to the reams we already have on campus unrest. Most of what the report says is already common information. Committee Chairman Saul Linowitz acknowledged that, but said some of the things don't seem to have really sunk in before, so according to him, they bear repeating. The report was undertaken because the American Council on Education was convinced that colleges must solve their own problems. So this report was supposed to be sort of an educational community's guide to helping itself. It is not. What's bothering students, the report asks? Their feelings of political impotence, not being involved in the running of the institutions, bad teaching, and many other things. We'd heard them all before. What's bothering faculty members? The way the school is governed, relations with students, and academic questions. Then the report listed all the things that are bothering administrators and trustees, and these two we'd heard before. The 40 recommendations in the report were vague and also encompassed many things we'd heard before. Things like giving students a greater voice in running institutions and the necessity for all elements of the educational community to work together. All important things, but this report does not help educational institutions by telling them things they did not already know. Perhaps the strongest point of the report is in its philosophy. Chairman Saul Menowitz admitted many of the problems on the campus were really the result of the larger problems of our society. Here's how he closed his report.
So long as the nation forces young men to fight in a war they believe to be unjust, so long as we wantonly despoil our environment, so long as poverty and discrimination persist in the midst of affluence, these things will be reflected on the campus and there will be tensions. These problems and these tensions on the campus serve as an early warning signal of widespread social problems. This is and long has been one of the primary functions of the university. In these difficult times, then, the university must, we think, reassert its fundamental character. It must strive as never before to become a bastion of high purpose and a goad to the public conscience.
Saul Menowitz talking about the crisis in American education. This is Lem Tucker, NBC News, Washington.
Along these same lines, we'll hear shortly about the future of anti-war demonstrations on and off campus and some possible alternatives in the expression of pacifist sentiments. Right now, though, we've got a little bit of a musical gem for you. Actually, it's a song that was based on Mayor Lindsay's trips, you know, Mayor Lindsay of New York. Every time he goes to Albany to ask Governor Nelson Rockefeller, you know, for some money, he always gets the same answer. Sorry, fella, everybody's out of town. You know what I mean, fella? So we here in New York, friends, we need your help. Money. Can cure all. Sing it, Rocky.
People gone, seems like there's no one hanging on. Look through the windows, the houses are empty. Hey, everybody's out of town. Seems like I'm the only one around.
Out of town. hear a flute. That's really great. The sound of B.J. Thomas and Everybody's Out of Town. More music and good talk ahead, friends. Or is it more good music and some talk ahead? So hang with us, won't you? You're on the Monitor Beacon. Murray the K from Monitor 70 with music for you happy weekenders, especially for those of you who are not working this weekend. Let me introduce you to my friends of distinction and love, or Let Me Be Lonely. I said that. To Raquel Welch. That's the Friends of Distinction. This is Murray the K on Monitor, and I'd like to talk about Sam Brown now, the young man who organized and directed the original massive anti-war demonstration in Washington. He was disappointed in the impact of last week's repeat demonstrations around the country, and he plans to take a different course of action in the future, as he explained to NBC newsman Paul Duke.
Do you feel that massive demonstrations no longer can be effective, that they're now a fad whose time has passed?
Well, I hope that we haven't permanently passed the time when the government of the United States is so unresponsive that they don't listen to people demonstrating their opposition on a policy. I do think that now is a time when people are rather wearied of that, and it'll be some time before we are able again, or when the mood of the country will be such that a mass demonstration can be an effective kind of tactic. And we need to move on from that, but I don't know that it's a permanent move. There may be a time when the need for demonstration returns again.
Well, if you move on from this, what new approaches do you think should be used to fight the war?
Now, I think the work that needs to be done, as we've on occasion been trying to say, but I think are very serious about, is the work in local communities. To go back and do that kind of educational job, to build community organizations and political organizations, starting from a neighborhood, a really grassroots base, and building from there, that's the way politics in the country and the way is going to be changed and the way the war is going to be ended.
Mr. Brown, there is indication now that American support for President Nixon's Vietnam policy is beginning to lessen somewhat. Aren't you copping out at the wrong time?
No, in fact, we think that what we're doing is not, in fact, a cop-out, but really returning to the important job, which is doing the educational work that erodes that policy from beneath and erodes the support for that policy in the country. That the mass demonstration of last week was not the cause of the decline. It was the fact that the peace movement has been working for the last 5 months in a very quiet, very diligent and consistent fashion in communities all over the country, and that's the way the support for that, for continuing the war, is going to be eroded even further, is by doing that educational job and that work in the communities.
How do you feel about the steps that President Nixon is taking? Do you feel that he is making it impossible for you to operate now?
But it does make it difficult to do anything but educational job, because the real way that people begin to see through that policy is not by people coming out and saying peace, because even the president's now saying peace, but rather doing the educational job to make it clear that the president is not seeking peace, that the war is expanding into Laos and Cambodia, and that we are maintaining a very high level of air warfare and other kinds of technical war while reducing the ground commitment, that it's a very deceptive policy. And you don't break through deception in demonstrations. You break through deception through education.
What effect did the demonstrations last week have on your decision, in that in some places there was violence by the more radical elements?
Well, that had very little impact. But one of the things that did have an effect was that we drew massive crowds in various places, 100,000 people in Boston, 40,000 in New York, and so on and so forth, and yet were unable to get the kind of visibility for that it simply didn't attract the kind of attention or national notice which it once would have attracted. It was, after all, the second largest series of demonstrations in the country's history, and it didn't attract that kind of attention. And that did encourage us to think that maybe we have to find something new and exciting. The press at times sort of operates by fads, and the fad of large demonstrations seems to have passed in the minds of the press.
And so it remains to be seen if quiet public education at the grassroots level is as effective as demonstrations, black armed bands, and lighted headlights. The opinions of Sam Brown on Monitor, where you meet interesting people.
People and music and things, you'll find them all on NBC.
And the music will be along shortly, group, but right now a message for you high school graduates. You know, there's a guide available without charge that tells you how you can have a college man's career without 4 years of college. For your free copy of 25 Technical Careers You Can Learn in 2 Years or Less, write to Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202. That's Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202. This is called Roger Whittaker's song, New World in the Morning. It's a hangover from last night.
Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning, so they say. I myself don't talk about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning, that's today. And I can feel a new tomorrow coming on.
American Gold, which is a collection of million sellers over the past few years, arranged for orchestra with a melody carried by trumpets, trombones, and French horns madonning instead of the vocalists. This one is called Reach Out, Murray. For you on our NBC show, Monitor. This is Murray the K, and you're listening to the Big M Monitor 70, the hot spot on your radio dial for music, news, sports, interviews, and special features of all kinds. And the part of that lineup that's coming up next is about to be announced by our entire Glee Club.
The shine is coming.